In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. Today is Friday, the 22nd of March, 2019. This is Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. We thank God for the gift of another new day. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that purifying us by the sacred practice of penance, you may lead us in sincerity of heart to attain the holy things to come. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 37, verses 3 to 4, 12 to 13, and 17 to 28. The Gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 21, verses 33 to 43, and verses 45 to 46. I read from the first reading. Jacob loved Joseph more than all his other sons, for he was the son of his old age, and he had a decorated tunic made for him. But his brothers, seeing how much more his father loved him than all his other sons, came to hate him so much that they could not say a civil word to him. His brothers went to pasture your father's flock at Shechem. Then Israel said to Joseph, "Your brothers are with the flock at Shechem, aren't they? Come, I am going to send you to them." "I am ready," he replied. The man answered, "They have moved on from here indeed. I heard them say, 'Let us go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them at Dothan. They saw him in the distance, and before he reached them, they made a plot to kill him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I claim you as my choice. Be still and know I am here.
I am hope for all who are hopeless. I am eyes for all who long to see. In the shadows of the night,
no human being can frustrate God's plan or choice. No human being can frustrate God's plan or choice. Dear friends, today's readings present a similar theme as evident in the lives of two different individuals, yet with an almost similar storyline and plot. In the first reading, we meet Joseph, a son loved so dearly by his father, yet hated by his brothers because of his father's love for him and for who he was, the dreamer who always saw himself as the heir above and over his brothers. Then the plot to kill him, simply out of jealousy and hatred. In the Gospel, we meet a parable in which Jesus makes reference to himself. It is about a landowner who hired his land out to workers, expecting dividend from them at the end of the season, yet to no avail. They would kill all his servants and workers he sent to them, and later they would kill his only beloved son who was heir to the promise. The parable refers to Jesus. His father, God, created the world, symbolized by the land. He leased it out to tenants who are human beings. We are not owners. We are just caretakers. Yet, we want to live here on earth like we own it all. God sends His servants, the prophets, to draw our focus back to heavenly truth. Unfortunately, they are killed. And even when He sent His own dear beloved Son, Jesus Christ, His heir, He too is killed. As Joseph, the beloved of his father, is hated and plots made to kill him by his very own in the first reading, so too Jesus, the beloved of the Father, is hated and killed by his very own in the Gospel. Why these familiar stories told to us during this time? It is to show us how much and how often we too in our lives plot to destroy and kill those persons and things that stand to challenge us and that represent goodness, that represent truth. How much we try to destroy things and persons that are meant for our own good. In the first place, like the people in the Gospel, even to this day, we continue to kill Jesus in the daily choices we make in a life of sin. When we choose and do things that are contrary to His teachings and will, it is Jesus we are killing. How often, beloved, do we kill Jesus? How easy it is to blame the Jews for killing Jesus. I had a conversation once with a friend who said, were he in the days of Jesus among the Jews, he would have believed in Him. What more did the people want, he asked. After all the miracles and teachings that Jesus did, no, he said, he would have believed. By implication, he would not have joined the killing team. We too can join to say so. How easy it is. Yet every day we kill Jesus. The Jews killed Him with weapons. In our case, we kill Him by our deeds. We kill Him by our sinful life. With every sin committed, you nail Jesus to that cross. This beautiful Lenten song explains, to that cross my sins have nailed Him, yet He bleeds and dies for me. So then, dear friend, do not kill Jesus. Every sin adds a nail to His hands and feet. Hear Him screaming in pain when you sin. Refusal to reciprocate His love is also killing Him, especially when we fail to heed His call of conversion and repentance, and when we fail to show love to our brothers and sisters. Beloved, when we sin, we kill Jesus. When you find yourself at that point when you are sinning, know that you are nailing Him to that cross. Hear Him screaming, hear Him bleeding with every sin that you commit. After sin, the next thing that kills Jesus is hate. Hate is contrary to His very nature. God is love. So when we hate, we kill Jesus because we go contrary to His very nature. How many times have you killed Jesus by hating others? Especially when we hate those who tell us the truth. When we hate those whose lives challenge us positively. Today then, let us tell God we are sorry for the many times that we have killed Him, for the many times that we have nailed Him to that cross. Let us pray today, especially for those we have also killed through slander and gossip, for those we have killed with our jealous and malicious looks. Some of us, just our looks of jealousy, anger, and hate are enough to kill. Let us beg God for the grace to respond and be appreciative of His love, and to make promises never to kill Him and to nail Him to that cross by our sins. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.